OpenAI admitted that its rogue AI agent that launched a cyber attack on Hugging Face also attacked several other publicly available services. Hugging Face has said it saw 17,600 attacker actions carried out by the agent. Even though the attack took place over 5 days, the volume of actions was far beyond what an operator could sustain by hand. OpenAI said that it is suspending work on its Astra model because the model reached a critical cybersecurity threshold, but says that Astra is not the model involved in the cybersecurity attack on Hugging Face. Meanwhile, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has called for the global rate of AI development to be slowed down. He said, "We may have to pace the rate of AI development to give ourselves enough time for society to harden around some of these new capability levels." An MIT Technology Review article revisits the cyberattack launched by an OpenAI AI agent. Agents are trained with the help of reinforcement learning, where an agent gets a reward for undertaking a correct action, thereby inciting the agent to repeat that action. One risk with reinforcement learning is reward hacking. This is when an agent devises a strategy to maximize its reward, and which could be a strategy that the agent's human manager has not thought of. In some cases, the strategies used amount to cheating. Shopify has said that its year-on-year revenue rise of 36%, $3.6 billion, is largely due to generative AI search. The success of AI search is that an agent can be very precise about what needs to be searched for, instead of simply summarizing the request in a number of keywords. The impact of generative AI search in commerce is markedly different to the situation in publishing, where AI search is returning content without referral to the original websites. This zero-click behavior is leading to significant revenue loss for publishers. In the US, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, has issued an import ban on advanced robots, including humanoids, quadrupeds, and wheeled robots. Two reasons are put forward for the ban. The first is a purported threat to national security, since robots collect a lot of data in homes and companies. The second reason is to protect the emerging U.S. robotics industry in the U.S. 90% of recent robotics research papers from U.S. universities used robots from Unitree. This is China's top humanoid robotics company, which is targeting a $6 billion valuation in a forthcoming IPO. There is no comparable robotics company in the U.S. The release of the Meta smart glasses, which allow filming in real time, is raising privacy concerns in the UK. Meta hopes that its glasses become as popular and widespread as smartphones and tablets. The smart glasses resemble normal glasses. For Meta, the goal of the smart glasses is to permit a person to stay in the moment without having to look down at his or her smartphone. Several UK pubs and theatres have banned the smart glasses. Meanwhile, Article 50 of the EU AI Act, which accounts for transparent use of AI, has entered into force. Organizations running generative AI will need to make it clear to users that they are interacting with an AI, and not a human, and AI-generated content will be flagged as AI. A VentureBeat article looks at the continued increase in AI coding within companies. In one company, Kilo Code, engineers are estimated to read and write code about 1% of the time, AI agents handle the rest. One concern for software companies is the cost of AI. A general rule for the moment is to use multiple AI models, of different costs. Expensive frontier models could be used for the harder architectural work, open-weight models could do the actual coding. Maximizing the number of used tokens per project, or token maxing, is currently the principal means to prevent budget overruns. Elsewhere, an opinion article in InfoWorld has an interesting take on when AI should and should not be used. It suggests that use of AI is correlated to low-value work. One type of such work is a low-value process that leads to a valuable outcome, like creating an expense report. Another type is for a low-value process that leads to an outcome with no clear value. An example of this is a social media post. The article suggests that most posts are created because the authors feel obliged for thought leadership of career reasons.